Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Sherry and Sade podcast. I am so excited to be welcoming you to my very own podcast. Now, in the past, my podcasts have done very well, but I really wanted to focus on YouTube at that time. But I decided to leave YouTube, which many of you know, which is why you found me here. Now, for those of you who are still interested in my visual content, that has not gone anywhere. It is still up on patreon.com. Patreon houses all of my YouTube videos, as well as exclusive content for Patreon only, and that is still all visual. Even all of my episodes of this podcast are visual, and you will be able to see them as well as see me recording them on Patreon. But for those of you who found me here, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'm excited to talk to you about what this podcast will be all about. You already know we're going to be talking about Harry and Meghan, and I will be spilling a little royal tea regarding the British royal family. We do have to talk about them a little bit, but I'm excited to talk about all of the amazing new projects that were announced from Harry and Meghan, the awards they gave out, Misen Harriman's latest award with the NAACP. We have so much to catch up on, and we're going to do that in due time on Monday. But for those of you who keep asking, I get it. I just ditched everybody on YouTube, and I want to tell you why. I never meant any harm, but that platform was toxic. I'm going to give you the shortened version right after the break. It has been a few days since I've heard the sweet, sweet sounds of that intro. But thank you again for finding me here on my very own podcast, the Sherry and Sade podcast. We will be talking about all things Sussex related. Y'all know I am a loud and proud squatty. We're also going to be recapping archetypes when that comes back for season two. So I'm excited about it. And again, this is the audio only version of my content. If you want to see the visual version that was like my YouTube, you are more than welcome to find that over on Patreon. I also have a website, sherryandsade.com, which houses everything. So if you don't want to go to all these individual websites, child, I don't blame you. You can go to sherryandsade.com and just click whichever medium you want to follow. So I have to answer the question, Sherian, why did you leave YouTube? For many of you who followed my channel, you know that platform had become extremely toxic from them just taking my channel off air out of nowhere, from them demonetizing me out of nowhere, from them copywriting literally every single thing, even when I had Netflix's approval, permission, and written consent to use certain content. They still withheld money from me. Just all in all, the platform itself had become very toxic. Many of you followed along as I talked about how YouTube shared my personal email with a troll who then engaged in a cyber attack on me. And it didn't end until I went to the FBI. So y'all saw that. I mean, it's kind of endless. Even when I called them out for their very hypocritical defamation policy, when they basically said you have to prove defamation to cite a violation for another video from another creator, I went and found the person who conducted the interview with Meghan, had him confess on camera that he was not bullied by her, despite that being a very common lie, that one of which derived from his video. I went and found him, had him do that on camera, presented that back to YouTube, and showed the videos that lied and falsified that information about Meghan. And then they changed their tune saying, well, we can't litigate because we are not a legal entity. So those videos are going to stay up. It was thing after thing after thing with YouTube. And I finally said, I'm worth more. And I take that as a message to everybody. Y'all know I enjoyed live streaming, which I am actually going to be able to do in the future. I enjoyed talking to you guys. Y'all know I loved my moderators down. Those are a family to me. And I love talking about the Harry and Meghan and the Sussexes in general, Archwell, Archwell Foundation, Archwell Productions. I just loved the whole subject matter and I didn't want to let it go. I have a lot of opinions and I think their work and what they're doing needs to continue to be amplified. And I enjoy doing that. But for YouTube, to abuse me in that process and allow me to be abused by trolls. I mean, it was constant commentary about my weight, racist commentary. I mean, you name it, I was receiving it daily. And a lot of people didn't see that or hear that because my moderators are amazing and I appreciate that. But after 4 years, it does start to take a toll. And so I decided to walk away from the platform once they denied my appeal to monetize my channel. It takes about, for me, it takes about 6 to 7 hours to get up one of my videos that is 30 minutes or more. That's a lot of work. I fact check, I cite sources, I get permissions. I try to do my due diligence on all ends. I check my language for legality. Every video that I put up, there's a lot of legwork. So to not be paid in some way for that work, despite the platform making money off me, didn't feel fair. And I'm not going to be exploited by anybody. Never. So I walked away and I said, you know what? Know your worth and add tax. And that's exactly what I did. And it just so happens that when I walked away, I happened to be offered a podcast. And it all just worked out, didn't it? And so I'm happy to be sharing my thoughts here. And you still get the visual content over on Patreon. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. We are starting fresh every single Monday. For Patreon, you will get both audio and visual. And for those who are listening via podcast, you will get the audio. You can download whatever, and it's free for you. Now, I will be able to run ads eventually, and I will be able to earn revenue for the hard work that we're doing over here. But for the most part, it's still the same. But if you still want to see the visuals that I put alongside these podcasts, I get it. Feel free to check them out over on Patreon. I can't wait to have you over there. And you know what's great is Patreon is actually being run kind of like a blog. I actually love that aspect of Patreon where I don't necessarily have to make a video to share my opinion. Everything is so linear. So everything, like on YouTube, I'll say, for me, it did frustrate me that my posts were in a different tab than my videos. And then my members only videos were in a different tab than my regular videos. And I wanted them all to be kind of linear. Now we have that option with Patreon. So even when I'm not sharing a video or any audio accompaniment, you can still see what I'm talking about through my posts. And I'm able to share videos from other people. I'm able to share my commentary on things in a different way, even in written format. I'm able to share more pictures. And it's all right there in a blog format, and you still get to hear and see me. So Patreon has done a great job of providing me with a lot of opportunity to share with you guys. So I hope you enjoy patreon.com, and I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. Now, again, if you don't want to go to two different places, I get it. You can always listen to the latest episode of my podcast and see the latest video of my podcast on my new website, SharianSade.com. Y'all, I'm a .com. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for the lovely well wishes. Now, the first episode, we are going to get into everything. We're going to get into the latest award handed out by the NAACP and Archwell Foundation. We're also going to get into, of course, American Riviera Orchard. We're also going to get into Prince Harry handing out the Diana Award and his amazing speech. We also have to talk about Misan Herrmann's NAACP Award, as well as his Oscar nomination. We have a lot. So be there on Monday. I cannot wait to talk to you. And then afterwards, we're going to have a nice community conversation. So all that and more on Monday. I just wanted to share with you why we are moving over to this podcast and to Patreon so that everyone is fully informed. But we are not stopping the show. We're just upgrading the platform. Thanks so much for listening, and I will see you guys on Monday.